WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it is a big one in the Wisconsin Valley Conference as the Wausau West Warriors play host to the Stevens Point Panthers. From the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Hall. The Warrior boys off to a very good start this year. They are 10-4 overall. They are 4-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, currently in second place only behind undefeated Marchfield. The Warriors come off a 61-54 win at Merrill on Friday night. Stevens Point is 9-6 overall. They are currently in third place in the WVC at 3-2. The Panthers have played a very challenging schedule. They come off an 84-56 win over Sun Prairie West last Thursday night. It is the second meeting of the season between these squads. The Warriors won in Stevens Point back on December the 13th by a score of 55-50. The first time in well over a decade that Wausau West had defeated Stevens Point. And now the Warriors look for a regular season sweep of the Panthers. This is a different look Stevens Point team than the first time around. They have added a 6'9" stud. As Stevens Point now has in their starting lineup, senior Jaden Owie. He is 6'9" tall, a transfer from Pacelli. He has played in four games, averaging 12.5 points and 9 rebounds per game. So obviously that will be a big challenge here tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. We'll talk about that and the other challenges of tonight's game with the head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons. That's coming up next. It's Wausau West and Stevens Point Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, Warriors taking on the Stevens Point Panthers. Along with head coach Nate Lemons, I'm Chad Holmes. Coach, second round now with the WVC, and it feels like we're late in the year, but right now the conference is halfway through. Got 4 out of 6 in the first half of the season. Put yourself in a pretty good position now as you start round 2.
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, you did 4 out of 6, but now round 2 is a whole new story, and so we got to continue to play well. We got to continue to show up every night, and tonight will be a test on our home floor. You know they remember what happened, so we're going to be locked in and ready to go.
How different is Stevens Point now with Jaden Ollie's 6'9", obviously a great athlete. Have you noticed much difference? Because he's, you know, a handful of games so far. Different team, kind of the same team. What are you seeing?
They're taller. You know, no, I mean, obviously they're different. He's a good basketball player, and he brings a whole new dynamic with their ability to throw the ball up top and some high-low action, and then his ability to defend and protect the rim obviously makes them a different team. Probably adds some depth too, and their ability to go with a bigger lineup, or maybe even go with the smaller lineup if he's on the floor and being able to cover some ground.
Your team has been able to handle taller teams. I mean, we've talked about this. You mentioned the Marshfield game where you gave up no offensive boards, and generally you're able to handle it. I mean, obviously it's still a disadvantage. What has been the key against maybe some of the bigger teams? What does your team do well that can offset that a little bit?
Well, I think we play with good toughness, and I think we play with good positioning, and we do our work early, so, you know, we're not getting stuck in the post on and sealed low. But I think toughness has a lot to do with it, and then just, you know, executing on box outs and being fundamentally sound in those areas. I think our kids do a good job of that. It's something that we emphasize and work on a lot, and so let's hope we can continue to do that.
First time around, what do you take away from that game? What do you take away from it? What don't you take away from it?
I think you take away with it that you belong, and we felt that way. We've always felt that way. At some level you got over the hump, or you've broken this whatever. And so now it's just another game. That one didn't matter now. It doesn't matter anymore. It's a new game. It's a new team. And that's the same with any team. Whether they add a player or not, they're a different team. It's just been a season. Everybody progresses. Teams get better in certain areas. Teams start doing things differently. So we'll have to come out and play a new Spash team, and they're going to have to play a new West team. And we're going to have to be ready to go, and we're going to have to execute at the same level, both on the offensive end and defensive end, that we did when we were at their place.
Begs the question, how is your team different from the first time you played them?
I just think that we've gotten a little more solid in some areas. I think offensively, we've shown the ability to stretch the floor and to get what we want and to keep teams off balance. And then defensively, I think we've just continued to hone in on being physical and being solid and just making teams earn it, and being able to lock guys down that we don't want to really get their water going.
And finally, what does your team have to do tonight?
I think we have to control the glass. I mean, obviously their size and their physicality. And then we have to do a really good job of being able to contest the three-point line with still being able to bring help to the inside, because they're going to throw it in there, and it's going to take more than one guy at times to be able to get that ball out of there.
Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons, will come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Warrior basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Chad Holmes back from the field house. Wausau West taking on Stevens Point. Let's listen in as the Wausau West band plays our national anthem. And our national anthem here from the Wausau West Field House. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. For Stevens Point, 9 wins, 6 losses overall, 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number 3, Trent Chadinov, a freshman, 6'1" tall, 4.4 points, 4.9 rebounds per game. Number 10, Grant Chadinov, a 6'5 senior, 20.1 points, 5.8 rebounds per game. Number 11, Baraka Macklin, a 6'2" senior, 10.1 points, 2.4 rebounds per game. Number 13, Jaden Owie, a 6'9 senior, 12.4 points, 9 rebounds per game. Number 20, Jaron Sees, a 6'3" senior, 8.2 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Again for Stevens Point, Trent Chadinov, Grant Chadinov, Baraka Macklin, Jaden Owie, and Jaron Sees. Head coach of the Panthers is John Kroll. For the Wausau West Warriors, 10 wins and 4 losses overall, 4-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number 0, Karji Cooper, a 6'3 junior, 11.6 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Number 2, Marcus McDonald, a 6' senior, 2.9 points, 2.8 rebounds per game. Number 3, Griffin Lang, a 6' senior, 12.7 points, 4.7 rebounds, 4.2 assists per game. Number 10, Bennett Matson, a 6'2 senior, 12.2 points,
3.5 rebounds per game. And number 23, Nico Federici, a 6'4 senior, 8.1 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. Head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons. Warriors will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position here in the first half of play. Owie for Stevens Point on the tip. Kargi Cooper for the Warriors. Tip is controlled by Kargi Cooper. And the Wausau West Warriors have possession, and we are underway. Marcus McDonald, 30 feet from the basket, gives it to Lang. Lang, left wing side, Bennett Matson. Bennett, one dribble, back out to Cooper. Right wing side, Lang, back to Kargi Cooper. Kargi penetrates. Who's at left wing? McDonald. McDonald goes baseline, stops. McDonald caught, turns, fires, misses. Five-footer from the left corner, air ball. Rebound is grabbed by Owie. Stevens Point into the forecourt. With it is Macklin. Macklin gets it out top. Now right wing side. Three-pointer for Chancey. Oh, actually goes inside. Fake the three. Now Sees gets it back right wing. Now he goes up for three. Little bit strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang for the Warriors. One possession each. Each empty, still scoreless. Warriors into the forecourt. Right wing side, Bennett Matson. Bennett between the circles. Bennett now stops, bounce pass, Federici lobs it down low, over the top of Kargi Cooper, and out of bounds. Turnover on West. 55 seconds into the game, still scoreless. Warriors in the home white tonight with the dark blue numerals, gold trim. Stevens Point in their roll black, red numerals, and white trim. Over the timeline, Baraka Macklin moves it right wing side to Jaron Sees, gets it out top to Owie. Left wing side, Trent Chardonnay. Now Grant shot it on left corner. Bennett Matson in his grill. Hands it off. Macklin looking baseline. Gets stopped by Bennett Matson. Now into lane. Up with the right-hander. No good. Good defense by Bennett Matson. Rebound grab by Nico Federici for the Warriors. Into the front court comes Wausau West. Right-hand side, Bennett Matson. Matson 25 feet from the hole. Moves it left. Marcus McDonald. Marcus works his way between the circles. Rotated right over to Griffin Lane. Top of the key, Federici. Here comes the double team. Knocked away by Trent Chardonnay. Into the backcourt, diving on it, saving it is Federici. Warriors bring it back into the forecourt. Left wing side, Cooper. Left corner, Lang. Back to Cooper. Moves it between the circles, McDonald. Now right wing side, Matson. Matson, 25 feet from the basket, dribbles. Now into the lane, moves it left wing side, McDonald. Patience on the half court here for the Warriors. Now with it is Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Left wing side, with his Matson. Matson into lane. Floater is good from 6 feet away. Little floater from the left-hand side of the lane for Bennett Matson. Warriors take a 2-0 lead. Left wing side, Grant Chardonnay. Chardonnay drops it down low. Owie. Owie under the basket. Owie forces it up. Lays it up and in. Jaden Owie gets Stevens Point on the board. 2-2. 15:25 to go in the first half. Warriors into the forecourt. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Marcus, 22 feet from the basket, whistle away from the basketball, and an offensive foul will be called on the Warriors. Looks like Nico Federici, trying to set a screen, will be called for the offensive foul. First foul on either side. So Stevens Point gets it back, looking for their first lead. 2-2 game. Into the forecourt, McElhain trying to go down low to Grant, shot it off, goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover on Spash, unforced TO on the Panthers, and the Warriors get it back. Inbounded, Marcus McDonald. McDonald will bring it up court for Wausau West. Hands it off, with it is Bennett Matson. Matson gives it to McDonald, right wing side, Kargi Cooper. Cooper, 25 feet from the hole. Out top, taken there by Nico Federici. Federici hands it off to McDonald. McDonald, right corner. Cooper, Cooper, floater from seven. No good. Weak side rebound grab by Federici, who lays it up and in. Air ball by Kargi Cooper, but in the right spot was Nico Federici. 4-2 West. Going to the basket, McElhain misses the running layup. Rebound grab by Bennett Matson for the Warriors. Up court, Lang. Pass ahead. Federici under the basket, lays it up and in. Good pass by Lang to Nico Federici. Two baskets for Nico, 4 points. 4-point lead for the Warriors, 6-2. 14:23 to go, first half. Left corner, three-pointer, no good by Sees. Rebound grab by Federici, gets it to Lang. Lang into lane, Lang to the basket. Lang misses the four-footer as he gets knocked down. Rebound cleared by Jaden Owie. Back up court comes Stevens Point. Trent Chardonnay gets it out top to Owie. Left wing side sees. Now top of the key, Grant Chardonnay. The inside, Jaden Owie. Owie moves it right corner, Mackling. Drops it down low. Good pass. Laid up. No good by Trent Chardonnay. Rebound, Griffin Lane. Back up court, Cooper. Cooper in the lane. Cooper to the hole, and he'll be fouled before the shot. Substitutions as Brady Phelps in, as is Miles Wolfogel. Coming out will be Marcus McDonald and Nico Federici. That last foul on Grant Chardonnay, his first. Griffin Lang will inbound on the baseline under his offensive basket. Take it down low. Bennett Matson. Matson, a little up and under. Up from three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sylvan Dingup for Stevens Point, who just checked in. Into the forecourt. Left-hand side. Trent Chardonnay. Gets it out top, Grant Chardonnay. Between the circles, Jaron Sees. Sees fakes the jumper. Now Sees gets it back. Underneath, bobbles it, goes out of bounds. Oh, they'll say it was tipped. Warriors and Coach Nate Lemons does not agree. Now we're going to get a conversation. Officials are going to talk it over, and it will go to Wausau West. Turnover again on Stevens Point. Some early turnover issues for the Panthers. 13:28 to go in the first half. And the Warriors lead 6-2. Miles Wolfogel over the timeline for West. Rotated left wing side, Kargi Cooper. Cooper, still 22 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side to Wolfogel. Wolfogel dribbles. Now stops, needs some help. Gets it out top, taken by Lang. Lang back to Wolfogel. Right wing side, Kargi Cooper. Cooper dribbles once, out top, Bennett Matson. Matson, right elbow. Into the right corner, Phelps. Phelps into the lane, back out top, Matson. Matson back on the right wing. Phelps up for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jaron Sees for Stevens Point. Back up court come the Panthers. Grant Chardonnay. Chardonnay gets doubled. Chardonnay gets it back on the wing to Sees. Hands it back to Chardonnay. Chardonnay around the screen. Chardonnay into the lane. Forces up the shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Phelps. Bobble by Phelps. Grabbed by Bennett Matson. Warriors back up court. Wolfogel moves it right wing side. Bobble grabbed by Cooper. Kargi looks inside. Posting up is Phelps. Phelps gives it off to Lang. Lang, six-footer, good! Griffin Lang with the basket and a timeout call by Stevens Point. 12:21 to go, first half. 8-2, Wausau West. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Good start for Wausau West. Warriors lead Stevens Point 8-2. 12:21 to go in the first half. Stevens Point with the basketball. Trent Chardonnay, freshman, will bring it up court. Met by Griffin Lang. To the right wing side. Bounce pass taken by Owie, right wing side. Looks baseline. Owie now gets double teamed. Forces up the shot. Lays it up and in. Well, he is a force. 6 feet 9 inches tall. Warriors had the double, but he was able to use his athletic ability. Find a little room, kiss it off the window. All 4 points for Jaden Owie. 8-4, Wausau West. Right wing side. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang gets it to Brady Phelps. Phelps into the lane. Knocked away, goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was not knocked away. Just off the hands of Brady Phelps. Turnover on the Warriors. So Stevens Point gets it back. Grant Chardonnay will bring it over the timeline for the Panthers. Chardonnay moves it right wing side. Bennett Matson again on the defense. Now Jaron Sees, 25 feet from the hole. Rotated left wing. Taken there by Dinga. Dinga, 23 feet from the hole. Owie, top of the key. Right wing side Sees. Gets it inside Chardonnay. Fade away from 15. Rattles out. Fight for the rebound. And a foul will be called on Marcus McDonald. In the first meeting, Grant Chardonnay did not shoot the ball well. He is off to a bit of a slow start here as well. The Warriors did a terrific job keeping a very dangerous offensive performer in check back in mid-December. Inbounded, Aoi taking on the right wing. Hands it off. Three-pointer for Grant. Shot it off. Rattles out. No good. That was halfway down. That's a good break for the Warriors. Rebound grab by Marcus McDonald. McDonald into the front court. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper. Down to Marcus McDonald. McDonald dribbles. Gets it back to Cooper. Rotated left wing side. Baseline move to the basket. Swatted away. Jaden Aoi swats it away from Bennett Mattson out of bounds. Baraka McAleen back in for Stevens Point, replacing Trent Chadina. Griffin Lang will inbound it here for the Warriors. Griffin looking, still looking. Left wing side. With it is Kharji Cooper. Back to Lang. Goes up for a three-pointer. Hits it! Left corner triple for Griffin Lang. Five for Lang. 11-4 lead for the Warriors. 10:45 to go, first half. McAleen near the top of the key. McAleen into the lane. Left corner taken there by Dingo. Back out top, Shadinov. Swings it right. McAleen looking to turn the corner. McAleen at the right block. McAleen goes up, lays it up and in. Baraka McAleen with his first points. 11-6 Wausau West. 10:23 to go in the first half. Back up court come the Warriors. With it is Kharji Cooper. Cooper bobbles it, gets it back between the circles. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson on the dribble. Mattson now hits the cutter. Into the lane. Forced up, banked up and in by Griffin Lang. But over a double team. Not an easy shot from the right-hand side of the lane for Lang. Seven early points for Griffin Lang. 7 points for the lead for the Warriors, 13-6. Shot it off, fade away from 13. Rolls off again. Cold start for Grant Chadinov. Rebounds grabbed by the Warriors. Right-hand side, Cooper gets it over to Bennett Mattson. Mattson back to Kharji Cooper. Kharji, right wing, 22 feet from the basket. Now with it is Bennett Mattson, top of the key. Bounce pass. With it is McDonald, top of the circle. Now to the right-hand side. Marcus, little fade away. No good from 5 feet away in the right corner. Rebound to Jaden Aoi for the Panthers. Left-hand side, Grant Chadinov. Chadinov. 21 feet from the basket. Hands it to Aoi. Aoi looks inside McAleen. McAleen forces up the shot. Hits it from 6 feet away. Not an easy shot for Baraka McAleen. He has 13-8 Warriors nearing the midway point of the first half. Warriors back into the forecourt. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson on the dribble with the left hand. Mattson hits the cutter. Heading to the basket. Laid up. Short no good by Griffin Lang. Rebound grabbed by Aoi. Aoi pushes. Aoi into lane. Aoi lays it up. Oh, they're going to call the charge. John Kroll is not happy. Making the running layup was Jaden Aoi, but he calls it for the offensive foul. Miles Walvogel back in the game now for Wausau West.
Checking in for the Panthers, number 22.
8:50 to go, first half. Warriors inbound. Miles Walvogel will bring it up court now for Wausau West. Moves it over to McDonald. Left wing side, Kharji Cooper. Kharji gets it back out top. Mattson, right wing side, Marcus McDonald. Marcus hands is off. Walvogel, left wing side, Bennett Mattson. 25 feet from the hole. Now Bennett between the circles. Back in the game is Nico Federici. Taking a break is Lang for the Warriors. Right wing side, Walvogel around a Federici screen. Nico, right wing, hands it off, Bennett Mattson. Mattson to the free throw line, gives it back to McDonald. McDonald, right elbow. McDonald, back on the right, Miles Walvogel. Good patience for the Warriors. Walvogel into the lane, left wing side, Mattson. Bennett Mattson now near the top of the key. Right wing side, grab by Cooper. Cooper dribbles with the left hand, now between the legs. McAleen on the defense. Right wing, Bennett Mattson, 30 feet from the hole. Bennett working against Jaden Aoi in the bigger size disadvantage for Bennett. Bennett moves it right wing side, Walvogel. Walvogel gets bumped and he'll be fouled by Sylvan Dinga. Jackson Riley into the game for Wausau West. 7:48 to go, first half. Warriors 13, Stevens, point eight. Inbound to right wing side, Carji Cooper. Cooper gets bumped hard by McAlee. No foul, then the ball knocked away. Boy, oh boy. Picked up by Dinga. Dinga to the hole, lays it up and in. Boy, there was some contact, but no foul. 13-10 now, Wausau West. Carji Cooper looks inside. Federici, left corner. Bennett Mattson, open for three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jaden Aoi. Aoi pushes. Aoi pulls up from 14. Hits it. Boy, what a physically gifted basketball player Jaden Aoi is. 6'9", and he showed nice touch on that 15-footer. He has six early points. 13-12, Wausau West. Back up court come the Warriors. Getting ready to come back in is Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Right wing side. With it is Walvogel. His pass deflected. Goes out of bounds. Griffin Lang back in the game. Brady Phelps will check in as well for West. Bennett Mattson will take a break, as does Carji Cooper. .657 to go. We expect a tight one tonight. So far, that's what we're getting. 13-12, Wausau West. With it out top, Jackson Riley. Riley hands it off. Griffin Lang. Lang gives it over to Phelps. Right wing side, Walvogel. Walvogel, bounce pass, Lang. Lang, little fade away from six, short, no good. Rebound, Jaden Aoi. Aoi will now bring it up court. Passes to McAleen. McAleen looking to penetrate. Moves it right corner, but he bumped as McAleen was penetrating, and a foul coming up on the Warriors. Neither team in foul difficulty. Number one on Miles Walvogel, number three on the Warriors. Just three team fouls as well on Stevens Point. Inbounding is Spash. Taken out top. With it is Reed Zastavov. Now left corner. With it is Aoi. Aoi against Federici. Back to McAleen. Left wing side. McAleen goes up for a three-pointer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Nico Federici. Pass ahead. Walvogel, right corner. Walvogel now stops. Looks inside. Miscommunication with Brady Phelps and thrown out of bounds. Bennett Mattson back in for West. Nico Federici will come out. Jaron Sees back in for Spash. Reed Zastavov steps off. 6:10 to go, first half. Warriors 13, Stevens Point 12. Dinga over the timeline. Gives it off to Grant Shadinov. Right wing side, McAleen. McAleen looking to penetrate. McAleen to the hole. Misses the running layup. Rebounds grabbed by Jackson Riley. Riley back up court now for the Warriors. Bobbles it, gets it back. And then tipped into the backcourt, grabbed by Walvogel. Walvogel throws it down. Back to Riley, left wing side, Mattson. Bennett in front of the Stevens Point bench. At the free throw line, Phelps back to Mattson. Mattson, right hand side, Riley. Riley fakes the three. Riley penetrates. Riley gets bumped, and a foul coming up on Stevens Point. Warriors back in action on Friday. Another Valley game at Wisconsin Rapids. We will be in Rapids for that one. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Marcus McDonald back in, and Miles Walvogel sits down. Griffin Lang inbounds it right corner to Riley. Jackson Riley penetrates. Riley stops. Left wing side, Mattson. Up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Dinga. Dinga over the timeline now for Stevens Point. Right wing side, Grant Shadinov. Shadinov, 13-footer, hits it. First points for Grant Shadinov. And Stevens Point for the first time tonight has the lead. 14-13, 5:20 to go, first half. Now with it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson, rotated right wing side, McDonald. 25 feet from the hole, between the circles. Now Lang, Lang back over to Bennett Mattson. Bennett working against Shadinov, who's at right wing side. Now posting up, Brady Phelps. Phelps trying to hit the cutter Lang, but tipped out of bounds by Stevens Point. Trent Shadinov back in for the Panthers, replacing Sivan Dinga. Warriors will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inside, picked up by Phelps, kick back out, McDonald. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang looking baseline, Lang in the right corner. Moves it on the wing. Three-pointer for Mattson. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound battle for, and a foul will be called on Brady Phelps. Right now, the Warriors have gone cold from the field. Been stuck on 13 for a number of minutes. Number one on Brady Phelps, number four on the team, and not liking what he has seen right now is Nate Lemons, and the Warrior coach will call timeout. 4:47 to go in the first half. 14-13, Stevens Point. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
4 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the first half. Stevens Point 14, Wausau West 13. Panthers have the basketball. Pressure in the backcourt, nearly stolen by Wahlvogel, but grabbed by Trent Chandonoff. And then almost stolen again, but Chandonoff keeps control of it. Moved right wing side, McAleen. McAleen will dribble out near the Warrior center circle in the Warrior head. 40 feet from the basket, now works his way to the right wing. McAleen around the screen. McAleen into the lane. McAleen to the basket. Misses the running banker, but is bumped and fouled, and will get a couple of free throws. Bennett Matson will be called for his first personal foul. Baraka McAleen, 6'2" senior, averaging just a shade over 10 points per game. First free throw is good. McAleen, a 65% free throw shooter. Kargi Cooper back in now for the Warriors. Second free throw is good as well. 16-13, an 8-0 run for Stevens Point. Turned a 5-point deficit into a 3-point lead. Warriors into the front court. McDonald to Bennett Matson. Left wing side, Cooper. Cooper kicks it back out. With it is Phelps. Back top of the key, Bennett Matson. Left wing side, Kargi Cooper. Cooper moves it right wing. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang hands it off. Marcus McDonald. McDonald up from 10. Hits it! Tough shot by Marcus McDonald. Big basket for the Warriors. Needed that one. 16-15 smash. 3:53 to go in the half. Shot in a left wing, 25 feet from the hole. Works his way between the circles, now to the right. Still dribbling is Grant Chandonoff. Now to the right corner, stops. Out top, Trent Chandonoff. Back to Grant. Grant into the lane. Good defense by Brady Phelps. Backing it up is Grant Chandonoff. Moves it left-hand side to Seeds. Between the circles, McAleen. McAleen now has the baseline. McAleen to the hole, lays it up and in. Defense did not get to the baseline that time for the Warriors. 8 points for McAleen, 18-15 lead for Spash. 3:15 to go, first half. Left wing, Bennett Matson. Matson back to Kargi Cooper. Cooper between the circles. Now Cooper into the lane. Cooper stops. Gets it out top to Phelps. Three-pointer. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound, Trent Chandonoff. Back up court comes Stevens Point. Left wing, Grant Chandonoff. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound grab by Griffin Lang. Lang will bring it over the timeline for the Warriors. Lang slows it down, working around the screen. Now top of the key. Right wing, Bennett Matson. Up for a three, hits it. Bennett Matson. Triple from the right wing. 5 points for Bennett, 18-18 game. Out top, three-pointer for Owie is no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang gets it ahead to Marcus McDonald. Right wing side, Bennett Matson. Warriors looking to regain the lead. Left wing side, Kargi Cooper. Cooper, 20 feet from the hole. Between the circles, Bennett Matson. Right wing side, Phelps. Phelps hands it off, Lang fakes the three. Still dribbling now, looking for help. Swings it left wing side to Cooper. Kargi up for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Jaden Owie for Stevens Point. Back up court, Owie. Right wing side, Trent Shadina. Shadina in the lane. His pass deflected by Marcus McDonald and out of bounds. Nico Federici back in, replacing Brady Phelps for the Warriors. 1:53 to go, first half. 18-18 score. Stevens Point will inbound on the far sideline. Taken near the timeline by Baraka McAleen. McAleen hands it to Grant Shadina. Back to McAleen, right wing. Works around the screen. Back on the right wing, Shadina. Three-pointer. Air ball for Grant Shadina. Rebound grab by Marcus McDonald. Right wing side. Bennett Matson, good look inside Federici. Federici back out top. With it is Cooper. Cooper from 16. Rattles out, no good. That was halfway down. Rebound to Jaden Owie. Owie heads to the basket, lays it up and in. Instead of two for the Warriors, turns into two for the Panthers. 20-18 smash. 1:15 to go in the first half. Kargi Cooper takes the inbound pass. Kargi works his way up court. And Kargi's call for a push-off and an offensive foul. Nate Lemons thought there was some contact before that. Should have been whistled. So Spash, with 1:06 to go in the half, gets the basketball back, leading 20-18. Trent Shadina over the timeline. Right wing side, Jaron Sees. Sees back out top, Grant Shadina. Looks inside, ball tipped away, but grabbed by McAleen. McAleen right corner, Trent Shadina. Back on the right wing side to Sees. Sees inside McAleen. Little up and under, stripped of the basketball, goes out of bounds. Ball will stay with Stevens Point. 46.4 seconds on the clock. Inbounded by the Panthers. Right wing side, Grant Shadina. Now left wing side. Open three for Sees is no good. Rebound, Kargi Cooper. Gives it off the lane. See if the Warriors look for one shot. 33 seconds in the half. Walking it up court is Griffin Lang. Lang moves it left. Bennett Matson. Further left, Kargi Cooper. Cooper in front of the Spash bench. Right wing side to Lang. Lang 20 feet from the hole. 20 seconds in the half. Left corner, McDonald. Left wing side, Cooper. Cooper now between the circles. Bennett Matson. Matson to the left elbow. Passes left wing side to Lang. 10 seconds. And now a whistle and a foul on Spash. Hand check. Team foul number 6, so no free throws. McAleen gets called for that foul. 9 seconds on the clock. Marcus McDonald will inbound it. Taken by Griffin Lang. Gets it over to Bennett Matson. Right wing side to Cooper. Down to 5. Now with this Federici. Federici down low. Matson misses the little 3-footer at the buzzer as the period comes to an end. 20-18 Stevens Point with the lead at the end of the first half. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
What
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is halftime of this Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. And Stevens Point leads Wausau West by a score of 20-18 at the intermission. Taking a look at the numbers of the first half. For Stevens Point, 8 points for Baraka Magdalene. 3 two-pointers and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 8 points as well for Jaden Owie. He had 4 two-point field goals. 2 points for Sivan Dingup on 1 two-point field goal. And only 2 points for leading scorer Grant Shadenoff. Shadenoff, averaging more than 20 points per game, held to just 1 field goal in the first half of play. 9 two-pointers, no 3-pointers, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for Stevens Point in the first half. For the Wausau West Warriors in the first half, 7 points for Griffin Lang. He had a pair of two-pointers and a three-pointer. 5 points for Bennett Matson. He had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Nico Federici had 4 points, a pair of two-point field goals. 1 two-pointer for 2 points for Marcus McDonald. 6 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and no free throw attempts for Wausau West in the first half of play. 20-18 Stevens Point. Also tonight, over on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, Tom Weaver is in Marathon for a Marrowood Conference South Division showdown between Marathon and Stratford. So you can tune in right now on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. That game will also air in its entirety on a tape delay basis following this one here on 98.9 WXCO. Tomorrow, from 6 till 8 p.m., it is the big high school sports show as the winter sports season heads down the stretch. Jeff Gress and myself will talk about what's going on in high school athletics, basketball, and hockey. Our coach guest this week will be from Auburndale, Chad Weinfurter, as they currently lead in the Merrillwood Conference South Division. He'll join us at 6:25. And our student-athlete guest at 7:06 tomorrow from Mosinee, their outstanding junior multi-sport athlete, Taylen Churchill. So that's 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, the big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO and online. Thursday night, I will be with the Wausau West hockey team at Eau Claire North. Non-conference hockey, a makeup from a postponement from the last week. That game will be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. Live on 98.9 WXCO on Thursday night, it will be high school girls basketball with Newman Catholic at Marathon. Tom will have that one right here on 98.9 WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 7. But again, Wausau West hockey on Thursday at Eau Claire North, on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. 20-18, Stevens Point over Wausau West. Second half is coming up next. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
A very important next 18 minutes of basketball. Winner will be in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference at the end of play tonight. Stevens Point 3-2 in conference. Wausau West 4-2 behind only undefeated Marshfield. Stevens Point has the ball and a 20-18 lead. On the right-hand side, with it is Grant Schadenhoff. Handed off to Trent Schadenhoff. Left wing side, sees. Jaron sees. 22 feet from the basket. Hands it off to Trent Schadenhoff. Back out top, McAleen. McAleen, right wing side, Grant Schadenhoff. Goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Struggles continue for Grant Schadenhoff against the Wausau West defense. Into the front court, Marcus McDonald bobbles it, goes baseline. Ooh, they're going to say he stepped on the end line. So, turnover on West. Ball back over to Stevens Point. Left-hand side, Trent Schadenhoff, back to Grant, gets it out top, McAleen. Trent shot it out, 21 feet from the basket. Rotated out top to Aoi, right wing side to Seas. Block shot. Getting up there and blocking the three-point attempt was Kargi Cooper for the Warriors. And then a pass ahead, not a good pass, thrown out of bounds by the Warriors. After a quick start offensively, it's been a very big struggle for much of the evening for the Warriors. They jumped out quickly at a 13-8 lead, then went cold and have not really got going offensively since then. McAleen into the front court for Stevens Point. McAleen moves it left wing side to Seas. Seas left corner. Seas hands it to Grant Shadanoff. Back out top, McAleen. He'll penetrate. Up with the right-handed layup. Good. Down the right-hand side of the lane, Baraka McAleen with the finish. First player in double figures. He has 10 points. 22-18, Stevens Point. Out top, Federici. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson back out top. Lang at the free throw line. Up from 15. Off the mark, no good. Rebound grab by Jaden Aoi. Aoi moves it right wing side. Trent shot it up. Looks down low. Grant shot it out. Lays it up, no good. But he'll be fouled and he'll head to the free throw line. Number two on Nico Federici. Grant shot it up. Averaging 20.1 points per game. Has just two so far tonight. And he misses the first free throw. He struggled in the first game against West. He has struggled so far in this one against the Warriors as well. Second free throw is good. One for two trip. Biggest lead for Smash, 5 points. 23-18. Into the front court come the Warriors. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Now between the circles. Hits the cutter, Lang. Lang bobbled it under the basket. Goes up, has a shot blocked by Aoi. And he'll be called for the foul. And he can't believe it. John Kroll can't believe it as well. It was going to be a layup for Griffin Lang, but he bobbled the pass as he cut to the hole. Regained control underneath, but Aoi was there. Got the basketball. Apparently got a bit of the body as well. Free throw is good for Griffin Lang, his 8 point of the game. Griffin Lang, 12.7 points per game. Second free throw, no good. Rebound is grabbed by McAleen. 23-19 Smash. Aoi, left-hand side. Aoi hands it off. With it is Seas. Seas gets it back near the timeline. McAleen. McAleen dribbles with the right hand. McAleen works around the screen. McAleen moves it right-hand side. Sees. Now rotated left wing. Grant shot it up. Posting up is Aoi. Working against Nico Federici. Reverse layup is good. Just a good move by Jaden Aoi. Tough defense by Federici. 10 points for Jaden Aoi. 25-19 Smash. Marcus McDonald, right corner. Marcus back out top. Now left wing side, Bennett Mattson. And Mattson will be bumped and fouled by Grant shot it up. Number two on Shadanoff, number two on the Panthers. Sivan Dinga back into the game. Jaron Seas will take a seat for Smash. Griffin Lang, inbounds, left-hand side. Taken by Cooper. Now rotated right wing side to Mattson. Bennett Mattson dribbles near the top of the keep. Looks down low, Federici. Federici back on the left wing side, McDonald. McDonald now works his way into the lane. Moves it right-hand side to Cooper. Kargi dribbles. Hands it off, Griffin Lang. Lang, 21 feet from the basket. Lang moves it right corner, Federici back to Lang. Lang in front of Nate Lemons and the Warrior bench. In the right corner, double team. Now Federici gets it to Cooper. Cooper goes up for a three-pointer, hits it! Kargi Cooper on the board. 25-22, Stevens Point. Grant Shadanoff in the lane. Shadanoff left corner, McAleen. Goes baseline and he'll be fouled by Marcus McDonald. Boy, big basket for Kargi. Averaging more than 11.5 points per game, had been held scoreless. Able to hit that three-pointer, get the Warriors back to within three. Stevens, point inbounding. Left wing side, McAleen. McAleen, back out top. Dingo. Dingo, right wing side, Owie. Owie, into the lane. Owie stops. Back out, Grant Chardonnay. Chardonnay heads to the hole. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled before the shot. Bennett Mattson, call for his second. Jaron Sees off the bench. He'll replace Trent Chardonnay for Stevens Point. Inbounding is Grant Chardonnay. Right wing side Sees, open for a three. Hits it. Way too open. Jaron Sees' first points of the night. Back to a 6-point lead for Stevens Point, 28-22, 14-15 to go. Out top with it is Bennett Mattson. Left wing side. Taken there by Lang. Lang right wing. Bennett Mattson. Pass inside. Hosting up in Lang. Out top Federici. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound cleared by Stevens Point. McAleen into the forecourt. McAleen left corner. Grant Chardonnay. Chardonnay into the lane. Up with the right hand. No good. They will say he was bumped and fouled before the shot. Brady Phelps will come into the game for the Warriors. Also coming in will be Miles Wahlvogel, Federici.